drink, another drink.
Plenty in the cellar when it's gone.
Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Making tinkly music till the dawn is.
Hello, everybody.
Say what you will, he's got good timing. Hey, and you're still listening to another episode of Drunk Film Commentary. Yeah, we're still doing another episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
Are those two on a marathon?
This is our top five for... Danielle, do you want me to run through this real fast so you can go to sleep or what?
I need that.
What are we calling this top five?
Best Movie Buddies.
We had a lot of different names.
Duo Buddies.
Best Movie Duo Buddies.
It was like Wayne and Garth.
I was told it's not specific to comedy, so that's where I'm going with it.
Best dynamic duo, gruesome twosome, the best Wayne and Garth.
Yeah, that's really the inspiration for the
twosome.
Top five.
Twosome in movies. And
we are Drunk Film Commentary. I'm Justin Time, and you can go ahead and get a hold of us at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
You can
find us by Googling Drunk Film Commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Why is he so fucking awake?
Me?
Yes!
Because I'm fucking sober.
No, you're not. You drink as much as we did.
No, I didn't, though.
Why?
I'm pretty good.
Why?
So our top five consists of...
We inspire it from our movie of the week, and
we have pairs of a movie.
I got a nice list.
I think I do, but whatever.
I do. So we have any volunteers who wants to go first?
I mean, I'll go first. I was going to say it's my movie. I'll go first.
Wait, are we going to do crossover?
I say two, at least. Ooh. And I think that would be you two. I don't think either of you will have mine.
No, I have to guess how many you have crossover with either one of us.
Yeah.
I'm going to say one.
Okay.
I think one of mine will cross over with at least one of you.
Okay, but you have to understand that if you cross over with Jason and me...
With different movies.
And it's the same movie.
That only counts as one.
No, that's two.
No, that counts as one.
We counted it as two.
We have.
It's one movie.
We have counted it as two.
Yeah, it's one each. So I'll say two.
That fucked me over one night.
Oh, my gosh. Because what are the consequences of this fucking game?
So far, pouring a shot, but whatever.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to say two because I think I might have something that both of you will have.
Okay.
Justin, what do you think? Are you jotting down the stats?
I'm adjusting my list. Hold on.
Whoa. You can't adjust it.
Wait a minute. After I make the comment?
Come on.
Oh.
Don't worry. It didn't affect that, I'm sure. And in true Wayne's World style, I'm changing everything up to the minute before I announce it. So.
Okay. Well, I'm claiming zero crossover.
You're claiming zero? I'm also gonna claim zero. All
right. So my first time I've ever said zero.
Really?
My number one. It's
number five.
Or my number five. You're right. Sorry. It's from a little film. It came out in 1999. It's called Space Jam.
I guarantee Bugs, nobody else has this.
Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan.
They're a duo?
That's a pretty iconic duo.
Don't they fight against each other?
No, they're besties throughout that whole movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Bugs Bunny breaks the...
Asshole.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Anyway.
Well, it's Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and...
Carl Malone.
I'd really like the movie if Bill Murray was in
Bugsy
it.
Bugsy Malone is also in it. Yeah, Bill Murray's in it.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The best of the Murray brothers.
We should
brothers.
Do that for the next episode.
You know what? There's an episode from this one podcast. I believe they're called Drunk Film Commentary.
Sounds like a bunch of assholes.
They are. They're fucking awful. But
they probably
they've
suck.
Done it.
So Bugs Bunny...
It's a good movie, though.
It is.
They're a nice duo for you? Right.
That's my number five.
They are teammates?
They are teammates. Huh. And they're like besties.
I think that McDonald's commercial is that...
That really cemented their friendship.
All right.
With all the money they both made from the McDonald's.
All right. All right. Good number five. Danny, what do you got?
All right. So, as we all know, I don't really pay attention to the rules of this dynamic duo or any of our top fives. So, my five, number five, is Susanna and Lisa.
Who?
From Girl Interrupted.
Oh.
Winona Ryder and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
I like how they played off each other in that movie. I like the movie, and I like how they played each other for
that. That is my probably my first ex-wife's favorite movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Probably your first ex-wife?
What's probably going to be my first ex-wife,
okay.
Yeah.
So,
that's
yeah.
Angelina Jolie. Like,
if I'm any... If,
yeah, Winona Ryder
and
Angelina Jolie.
The other one, yeah.
It's not a bad flick, honestly.
It's not, and I like how they play off each other in the mental ward, and it's just, it's fitting.
It's
yeah,
the acting is really good all around, even by the, what's the one dude that plays the main orderly, or, orderly,
Jared Leto?
Orderly is not the, yeah, there you go, yeah, it is Jared Leto, isn't
who
it?
Who I'm not a fan of, but
yeah, it is Jared Leto, son of a bitch, yeah, not the orderly, but the supervisor,
yeah.
Or whatever, yeah.
Supervisor.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
nice.
So that's my number five.
All right. All right, cool. All
right.
For these, the duos, I kind of took some, like, actors who...
I was hoping you weren't going to go Batman Robin.
No. I mean, I have some, like, movie characters that work great as a duo, but I've also used, like, actors who've worked together multiple times and work a good duo.
Okay.
And,
like
my number five is,
is
Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
There you go.
I almost did it. Hear no evil, see no evil.
Yeah, that was their last one they did. They did three movies together.
Yes.
They did Silver Streak in 1978, which was probably their best one. And they did Stir Crazy in 1980. Earlier, before Silver Streak.
See no evil, hear no evil is probably my favorite of the two of them.
That was the worst one.
That's my favorite.
I don't give a fuck if it's...
I
like Silver Streak and Hear No Evil, See No Evil. Yeah, because it was...
But them two were, like, so different that
they
made a great fucking team.
Except they had the same hair.
True.
One was just lighter.
Interesting fact was that in Blazing Saddles, Gene Wilder is one of his early movies, Richard Pryor was supposed to be the main guy.
Oh, really? That was supposed to be, what's his nuts?
The black guy no one knows, yeah.
The guy that looks like Tim Meadows, but isn't Tim Meadows.
Yeah, well, it was 1975 or so.
Yeah, but it's not Tim Meadows, but he looks like Tim Meadows.
But Richard Pryor was supposed to be in it, but the studio said no because he was just too unpredictable.
And did way too much cocaine.
Well, maybe, but this is in the mid-70s.
Didn't everybody?
In the mid-70s, if you're doing too much cocaine, you're probably Richard Pryor.
But you went through the 80s.
But Wilder and Pryor, they were both together. They
Pryor,
made a great
team,
and that's my number five.
No, that is.
I like it.
Yeah,
that's good. That's
high
good.
Five. That's a good one. That didn't even. I skipped. I must have overlooked that.
I actually have them as like an honorable mention on mine, but yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, Justin, number four.
My number four is, it's quite the iconic duo. As soon as I say it, you're going to hate me. I'm looking at Jason. They've been in one movie, but you've never seen one without the other.
Okay.
I'm talking about Lenny and Carl from The Simpsons movie.
The Simpsons movie.
Yep. I went there.
What did they do in the movie?
In the movie, not so much, but in the in the entire scheme of them being friends.
In the movie.
Hey, I went deeper. You want me to use my backup to replace them?
I don't know, Danny. What do you think?
They
weren't like an important part of the movie.
Yeah.
Not like they were.
I always keep a backup just in case because you guys don't like my shit. So I'm gonna change my number four pick.
Okay.
From Lenny and Carl, which is a totally legit pick because fuck you guys.
Is it Charlie Brown the penis movie?
You know what? If it's anything
that's on our list,
it's
no. That was a joke I made at the bar the other day. That wasn't serious.
Okay.
I did say I was going to make it Charlie and Linus from the penis movie, but...
Well, it should
it's
be...
Peanuts.
It should be Charlie and
Snoopy,
though.
Movie. But Charlie and Snoopy aren't best friends.
Fuck yeah, they are. It's his dogs. They're best friends.
Yes, they are.
Snoopy and Woodstock are best friends. Charlie and Linus are best friends.
No, no. Anyway.
Anyway.
Like Peppermint Patty and Lucy are best friends. Come on now.
But they are.
No, Peppermint Patty and what's her, Marcy?
Oh, Marcy. Yeah, you're right. You're right. The glasses. Yeah, you're right.
The nerdy lesbian girl.
Right,
anyways,
so
my number four, I'm retracting it, and it's going to be Cheech and Chong.
Fuck you. I said if you pick somebody that's on my list, it doesn't count as a crossover. So, no.
That's
isn't
exactly
that the definition
what
a crossover
of a
crossover?
Is. No. Not as your second. Then it's, I'll go back to the other one. But no, they're also on mine.
They're my number four, I guess.
They're
what's
my
your favorite Chong movie?
Huh?
What's your favorite one?
Oh, Nice Dreams.
Yeah? That's a good one.
That's the one where people are turning into lizards and shit. It's funny.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, cool. And we got a crossover there?
Yeah, we do. That's my number two.
Number two, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you like about him, Danny?
Well, let's put it this way. My dad was always quote-unquote tired when we'd go hang out at his house. My parents were divorced, so when we'd go hang out at his house, he was tired, and he would put on these weird movies that we would watch at, like, age five, and this was one of them. And I just thought it was great. My favorite part was, you know, when they were... The girl was snorting the Drano.
Oh, yeah.
It was just funny to me. And I never understood it until I got older.
I can't remember which one it is, but it was always one of the scenes that cracked me up the most. And it even made its way onto Comedy Central. And it was, they're driving down the highway. They get pulled over. And they have a bunch of cocaine on them. And Chong's like, "We don't have anything on us, man." "Oh, forgot we got a bunch of cocaine." And you know, the whole time they're getting pulled over, Chong's nervous about the cocaine,
right?
And they end up not getting caught for it for whatever reason, I forget. But it's just
it's
his whole "We don't have anything on us, man. We're good." "Oh wait, we got a bunch of cocaine." Just, I don't know. I'm not saying it right, but the way he says it cracks me up.
Nice.
And, yeah, that's
cool, cool. All right, Danny, your number four?
My number four? Two women. Can anybody guess yet?
Thelma and Louise?
There you go.
Ding,
yep.
Ding, ding.
Susan Sarandon, Gina Davis.
Hey, they dropped that cliff together. That's pretty bad.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Also, the first time you ever seen
like Wayne
William
Garth did.
Bradley
in Wayne's
Pitt.
World 2.
And it was the first time you ever seen William Bradley Pitt.
Who's that? Is he related to Brad Pitt?
It is Brad Pitt.
Oh.
His first name really is William.
This is his first movie?
Yeah.
Was he in Roseanne?
I'd still knew him. No, that was George Clooney.
Ah, same guy, huh?
No.
No, and it's not a movie.
Me, and about a million American women's fannies say no.
All right. Nice, Thelma and Louise. That's Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon.
Wait, I thought it was Gina Gershon.
Didn't I say that?
You did. I was
okay.
Just making a joke.
Yeah, I said their names.
Okay.
So that's her number four. What's your number four?
My number four is two lads who met in North London. And they became roommates, and then they made a TV show, and then they made a movie, and then they made another movie, and another movie, and another movie, and it's Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the Mr. Bean guy.
They started out in the Space TV show. Have you ever seen that one?
Red Dwarf?
No, it's called Space.
Oh.
It was streaming there for a while. I don't know if it's still out there, but it's over somewhere. It was 1999. Started both of them in it. They were like bums, you know, just they're kind of like who they were at the time, just like guys living in an apartment in London, blah blah blah. But then they did Shaun of the Dead in 2004. Edgar Wright was like the big guy behind these movies, but they're the stars. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost were the stars of it, and they were stars in Hot Fuzz, and then they also did Paul
the World or whatever. And Paul is surprisingly really, really, really funny.
It's about the alien.
I recommend that movie to everybody.
That's Peg and Frost in that one, too.
Yeah.
And they've got a good thing going back and forth. They're like a good comedy duo. So it's another one of these where I kind of took actors that acted a lot together. So mm-hmm. it's a comedy duo.
They made it again on my honorable mention. They were another group that I was like, well, nah, all right.
Yeah, that's
they're
number
hilarious.
Four.
But my number three, which right. I think is where we're at, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Me with my number three. All right. It's I don't know if you guys have ever even. I kind of feel bad for doing this one to you.
Oh boy!
I think this movie came out and it was 94, 95, 96, somewhere in there.
After our time.
It's before
after our prime.
Yeah, after yeah. your prime. Your Amazon Prime membership ran out. Mm. I think is what I'm saying. But it stars a guy. He's a little too old for this shit. I don't know if you're aware of these people. But I'm talking about Officer Riggs and Officer Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon. Pretty sure that came out in 94. Might have been 95.
Schwarzenegger and Samuel Jackson, right?
How'd you know? How'd you know? No, Danny Glover and Braveheart, whatever the fuck his name
Mr.
is.
Mr. Braveheart.
Yeah, why can't
Mr.
I think
I Hate the Jews guy.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mel Gibson and
Danny Glover. It's,
he served his time, though. He's back. He's nominated for an Oscar again for his new movie.
Yeah.
So I guess, what, 5-6 years is a good time out?
The Jews won't let you win anything for about 8 years.
Okay, they give you a time out for 5 years, and then they start to let you back.
Hopefully this will be the second highest rated episode, and it will also include Mel Gibson.
Hey.
Hey. You never know.
Because Passion of the Christ is our
number one episode. I picked them in my number three because if you're going to let someone sit on a toilet and not blow your family up or a bunch of Chinese refugees that you're letting live in your house, it might as well be Mel Gibson, right?
So you like the Lethal Weapon ones? You like those?
They're both funny and action-packed. I would have picked the Rush Hour ones.
What about 48 Hours?
It's
Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte.
Those are okay.
Really?
I like the Rush Hour the best, but I can't put them on the list because they're not as iconic, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
They only had two movies where Lethal Weapon had like four.
Five.
Five? Was there five?
And a TV show.
Are you counting the Always Sunny sequel?
No. I forgot.
I think that was Lethal Weapon 5, actually.
No, there is a Lethal Weapon 5 now, but there's also the TV show.
Oh, the new one, yeah. Have you watched that one?
It's not bad.
It's a new
it's
guy.
It's not good, but
same
it's
characters,
not
new
bad.
Actors?
From what I gathered, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But
I haven't watched any of it, so I
was
know.
Really stoned when I watched it. So, okay.
So who knows what it could have been.
Yeah. I could have been watching an old It's Always Sunny episode.
Instead of a white guy and a black guy, it could have been a black guy and a white guy.
It could have been. Could have been.
You never know.
But yeah, that's my number three.
All right. Number three. Danielle.
Right.
Do you have a number
three? Oh, and also the way that Mel Gibson murdered Jet Li in number four was sick.
Okay. Yeah. Was it the one Joe Pesci?
Joe Pesci's in all of them.
He's not in all of them. He's on the first one.
Yes, he is.
He's in all of them.
I don't think
he's
in the first
their friend. He's their informant.
I think he shows up in part two.
No, he's in part one.
Hmm.
I will bet you a shot he's not.
All right, let's go.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Yes.
Da, 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 da.
In the meantime.
Da, 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 da,
are you... Well, I don't want to start telling you my number three and then have you guys all and be arguing. Because my number three is pretty fucking cool.
Cool.
Damn, I'm on the fucking TV show.
Fucking.
Are you done Googling?
No. I was on the wrong one. I was on a TV show.
All right. Hurry up.
1987 Buddy Cop. Okay, here we go.
Search Joe Pesci. He hasn't been in that many movies.
He is not in the first movie.
Okay, I'll go for you a shot.
I'm good.
Okay, so my number three?
Yes, ma'am.
My number three is another female duo. One named Corky, one named Violet.
What?
1996.
Corky Romano.
This is the anniversary one, or the Welcome to Your Reunion, Rory and Michelle.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion?
Yeah, that awful thing?
No, this is a a really cute movie. Jennifer Tilly, Gina Gershon.
Oh, Bound?
Oh.
Yep.
That was a cute movie.
Absolutely. So that is my number three.
What did you like about that movie?
All of it.
Like what?
I
what was it about?
Actually, it was about
for someone
women,
that doesn't know.
It was women empowering women.
How so?
Corky was fresh out of jail, and her neighbor, Violet, had a jackass of a boyfriend who was also a crook, and they decided to steal the money that he had taken from the mob and hide it for themselves and then basically let him get framed and killed for it.
Huh. Okay.
And yes, they were lovers.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. I know.
So it was like a darker Thelma and Louise kind
of
thing?
Oh, yeah.
You okay?
Thelma and Louise were also lovers.
Oh, well, okay. They were, too.
Thelma and Louise were not.
You're telling me neither one of them looks a little V?
Nah.
Maybe not each other's, maybe someone else's.
No.
No, definitely each other's.
Yeah?
If they ate anyone out, Thelma ate Louise all day.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No.
But the Bound girls didn't.
Well, they totally did.
Well, maybe yeah. They didn't.
Pretty sure they did.
Maybe just kind of kissed and stuff, and that was it.
That was kind of the basis of the movie. But anyway.
Yeah, I remember I had a friend of mine that was
okay, anyways,
very big into...
Jason, I think it's your turn for your
number
three.
He was very big into Bound, but okay, my number three.
You, binding what?
My number three is another duo that has worked together.
Oh, it's a duo. I thought they were all duos.
But a duo of actors, not characters, duo and actors.
If it's Seth Rogen and fucking James Franco, I swear to God, I'm going to stab you.
No. These guys are both dead.
Good.
Not good, they're dead. They died a year apart. One died in 2000, and one died in 2001.
Oh, my God. Why are you talking about porn stars?
Yeah, Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
The original
wow.
Odd
yeah.
Couple. Yeah.
Right. They were in The Odd Couple in 1968, and then they were in 10 movies together, all together.
Yeah.
They've been doing all kinds. They did my favorite older movies of the front page.
I grew up on Grumpy Old Men and Grumpier Old Men.
The
so.
First one was excellent.
Yeah.
The Grumpy Old Men.
The second one was also hilarious.
Well, it was okay.
Not as hilarious,
first one
but
was
also
good.
Hilarious.
Out to Sea was okay. They did that when they were
Out
older.
Out to Sea was good.
The front page from 1974 is their best, though.
See, that one I've never seen.
That is an awesome fucking film. It's like based on an old play, and it stars them both as like... we work for a newspaper. They're trying to get the latest scoop, and Carol Burnett has a great role in it. She plays a $2 whore. So these two guys, I mean, I felt bad. Walter Matthau died.
What was her signal for a bad John? Did she tug her ear?
She stuck a dick in her ear.
Oh, she stuck a dick in her ear.
Yeah, yeah. Bad guy.
Hell of a thing.
Goes in the ear. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But these two guys, Walter Matthau died. Day before my birthday, one year. That was sad. So in 2000. And they're both great guys. We watched Bad News
Bears.
Bears,
yeah.
Walter Matthau. He's fucking awesome. Jack Lemmon's fucking awesome, too. They're both together. They were the odd couple. They played off each other very well. They're always the odd couple.
Even after the Odd Couple show itself ran out.
Well, they weren't on the show.
Well, they did the movie, and
they
then...
did the movie, yeah. The original movie.
What they did something after that.
They did The Odd Couple 2, which was their last movie they did together, which was in the late 90s, 98
maybe,
or so.
Maybe I'm mixing that up with something then. I don't know.
So, but no, Tony Randall and the other dude played him on a TV show.
All right.
So that's
so
my number three.
It's on me for my number two?
Number two.
Right, I'm going to go with Marv and Harry.
Who? Dumb
comics?
And Dumber?
Huh?
Are those comics or is that Dumb and Dumber?
Marvin Harry, The Wet Bandits. From Home Alone.
From Home Improvement.
Oh, okay.
The
Joe
Wet
Pesci
Bandits.
And...
Joe Pesci and White Dude.
What's his name?
Daniel Stern.
Yeah.
Is it? No, that's not the same guy.
Yeah, it is. The Wonder Years guy?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Daniel Stern, that's Joe Pesci's buddy. So did you cry when you first saw Home Alone?
The first one?
No, the fucking part four.
There's a part four? I've seen one through three.
There's a part three?
Yes. Sadly. Yeah, Danielson, you're right. Damn. Yeah, it is. Damn. Damn.
He was the narrator on Wonder Years.
Damn, I didn't realize he was in Chud.
You should do that shit beforehand.
Whatever.
Tell us what you like about Home Alone, Justin.
I like the fact that...
And the Wet Bandits.
That it's a movie I'll always remember for the rest of my life, and they seem like a great comedic duo. I wish they would have done more together.
All right. Did they?
That I know of, no.
No, just that.
I mean, he was in Bushwhacked in 1995.
Was he in Goodfellas?
No. No. No, we're not talking about the same guy.
Joe Pesci.
Nope. I'm talking about Daniel Stern.
But you thought they were both in a movie together, so I was saying, was Daniel Stern in...
No.
Goodfellas with Joe Pesci, because they would have been a great... Wet Bandits would have been a great gangster group.
They were... Maybe, but they were both in City Slickers.
Oh, really? There's one. All right. Great. Good number two.
Thank you.
Which brings me to my number two, and I already said it was a crossover with Just in Time. It was Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong. What's your favorite Cheech and Chong movie?
Who's in a crossover with Daniel Stern in Born in East L.A.?
That's with Cheech.
If we were still going that which way.
What's your favorite Cheech and Chong movie, Daniel?
It is Up in Smoke. It was
a good one.
It was
a
movie that I saw as I was a younger one.
That was one we all saw when we were kids.
And it was kind of it was the movie that my dad put on one day, and he went and like passed out for a quick minute, and we sat and watched it just like Eddie Murphy, Delirious, just like fucking, you know, Mr. Mom at the time when I was four.
I know,
like,
I'm
know.
Not supposed to watch this.
Right,
but.
Right. My dad's like, these are fine movies. They'll be fine. They're not going to do their shit. And he puts it on and we're like, for real? And we go home and we tell my mom, no, he was this guy. They were smoking half Labrador, half... You know, like
the guy
those.
Was turning into a lizard.
And when they said, no, it's half Labrador, man. And my mom's like, what the fuck did you just say? What did my 5-year-old just say? And I'm like, I don't know. They were smoking something in a white wrapper, and it was called half Labrador.
They were close. They were Cheech Chong were definitely one that popped in my head when I made my list. But my number two.
I might have a crossover with Jason Cummings.
Is
I feel it.
A Pair of Gentlemen. This is my first one, which I'm stepping out and actually movie characters. They were in two films, you know, for most of it. They also had a cartoon, and they're just two guys trying to make their way in the world.
I have a feeling I know it.
Dante and Randall.
Fuck off.
And Clerks. And Clerks the Animated Series and Clerks 2.
Yeah.
What?
I said, yeah.
Well, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Any crossovers at that point, boys?
No. I'm not going to sit here and say that they didn't cross my mind, but I purposely left them out of my list because I had a feeling.
I have a feeling my number one's definitely going to cross with somebody here soon.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, Dante and Randall, I kind of thought first, I mean, when we first saw about duos, James and Bob popped in my head as one, possibly. But they don't have a relationship, really. They do, but it's kind of like
they
it's
totally
same old
do.
Shit. Whereas Dante totally and Randall don't. Actually have, like, a real back and forth.
They play off each other.
Have,
the one is just
Jay
talking.
Duo. Yeah. James and Bob just kind of get just Jay. And it's not just like, oh.
And that was exactly the reason I took them out of my top seven.
Yeah, but Dante and Randall, they
They're I didn't even, I'll be honest, I didn't even think to put Dante and Randall in my shit until
you
10 minutes
it.
Ago, yeah. And I'm sitting here like, this motherfucker.
Well, it's too bad because Kenneth was looking to do a Clerks 3, but I guess Randall, Jeff Anderson, doesn't want to do it.
Oh, I heard he's going to just say fuck that and make it with his daughter.
No, he's bringing
back. Which is why she put her, he put her in yoga hosers.
Oh, he's going to put her in everything, but...
But, yeah, but I'm saying that that's the new buzz, yeah, is they're making it without him.
It was awesome.
Who's making what with what?
Kevin Smith is going to make it...
Clerks Without Randall.
Without Randall, yeah.
Exactly.
He's going to make it without Dante and without Randall and put it in Canada.
He just did that. That's called Yoga Hosers.
Yeah. But he's going to make another one.
No, he's making Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Sorry about that.
All I know is the blurb I read on the internet.
No, his newest thing is Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Yeah, okay.
Because he owns those characters, and he doesn't have to worry about Randall saying no. So, yeah. But anyway, back to what really mattered was that Dante and Randall were awesome. But yeah, they were in the two movies and the cartoon, which they both did the voices for.
Cartoon cracks me up.
Yeah, cartoon's funny. Too bad they only lasted what, 6 episodes.
Something like that. Yeah, not even a full season.
Whatever.
Yeah.
No, only 2 aired.
Yeah.
They got 2 episodes on the air and they got yanked.
Is that really what ended up?
I think. I think they only have 6, maybe 8. But yeah, only 2 aired until the show got yanked. But they're also in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. They're not in Dogma. No.
No.
But anyway, yeah.
Maybe in the background or something, I'm sure. But well, the guy who plays Dante plays one of the film reporters.
He plays Hicks guy, his cousins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different guy. And he plays a reporter in Dogma. He also plays a candidate in Mallrats.
Yeah. That's what
a different Hicks guy.
Yeah. No, he plays Gil Hicks.
Yeah.
Cousin or something. Shut up, you pickle smoocher. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my number 2, Dante and Randall.
All right. I suppose so. It's on me for my number 1.
Yep. It's number 1, Tom. Number 1.
Oh, let me double check it. Oh, shit.
Remember when America's Top 40 did that thing? Number 1.
The number 1 most wanted man in America. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Anyways, my number 1 pick is the comedic duo of Mr. Red and Method Man. You may know them from such films as How High.
No.
And How High.
No.
Well, whatever. They are iconic to me in my generation. And I find them very hilarious.
Wait, who?
Red Man
and Method Man.
They're rappers, right?
From the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
They aren't nothing to fuck with.
They're a terrorist organization. They're a clan.
I'm not fucking with that.
I don't deal with clans. But so, Red Man.
But maybe. Red Man and Method Man. Sorry.
Christ, you could go.
They were throwing
3 fucking feet.
Just hand him.
You gotta hit him in the fucking face.
They were in How High Together, which is a film about 2 African American youths.
Beating the
SAT system because their buddy, they turned him into a pot plant and they smoked him the day before the exam.
They turned
it's a totally legit movie.
Into a pot plant.
It might as well be a documentary.
I think I saw something like that back in school. Yeah. That's your number 1?
Go watch the movie, and then you'll see, they find Ben Franklin's, what everyone else thought was a cannon. Mm-hmm. They find out that it's actually a bong in the
movie.
Were
they in other movies together?
Yes, but not with the success of this movie.
But only the one was good. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, How High was the only good movie they were. It's like there's a whole bunch of, what's National Lampoon's movies? But only a couple are good.
The vacation ones?
Yeah, like the vacation ones and then a couple of like the college ones.
So there's more than one Red Man, Method Man movie.
Yes, but only one or two are good.
It's just the only one's good.
I'm saying one's good and then the Wayans brothers produced a couple other ones.
Whoa,
so
what?
They're those ones are okay.
What are those called?
Scary Movie 2, 3, and 4.
Those are the worst ones.
That's why he said they're okay.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Right, okay. I didn't know.
I didn't say they were great.
Scary Movie 1 was great.
Scary Movie 1 was phenomenal.
That was a funny movie.
It's It's funny because I was so scared when I was a kid. I had to leave the theater for a scary movie. One.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Hey, that penis could scare anybody. Okay.
It's so. I never figured out why they were showing it in the cathedral, but.
Well. Yeah. All right, Danielle, you're number one.
All right, so I kind of had a tie for a number one, but this is going to be bad, and it's actually bad for me because as soon as Jason said his Jay and Silent Bob shtick and
Dante and Randall
and how he didn't like them,
I
was like, well, I had my tie for number one, and it was Jay and Silent Bob, and the other one is Jules and Vincent.
Oh,
that's a nice one.
That's a good one.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, from Pulp. Oh, those guys.
Jules Winfield and Vincent Vega.
Ah.
Although.
The way that they played off each other when this motherfucker says one more thing, and then he shoots him, and shoots at him, and he's like, "No, that's divine."
And then the whole part where they're talking about whether giving someone a foot massage is the same thing as licking out the holiest of holies.
Right.
Those two are a
great duo.
They do a good
job.
That
movie was good in general, and then to have that part.
Oh, it was groundbreaking at the time when it came out.
Yeah.
It's strange to live in a world now where Pulp Fiction's like an old movie for people that, you know, you don't know. You were fucking.
But that was 94.
You were fucking 4 when it came out.
That was 94, so you know what that means?
Okay. I've been watching that movie, I'm sorry, maybe not as long as you guys, but I've been watching that movie since 99, 2000. I've still been watching that movie 18 years, 17 years, whatever the fucking math worked out to.
But we watched the movie when we were like around 20 or so. We were right in that great influential period.
I was 17.
In 94?
Yes.
In 2000, I was 11.
94.
Are you telling me you're more influential at 17 than you are at 11?
I'm saying it's different when you grow up without that for that many years, and then that comes at you.
That
then.
Kind of thing came out.
You know, we had
came out of nowhere.
Had Clockwork Orange, and we had
the movies that we had Trainspotting. We had the movies that
even that was that, later on. That was
the parents that. Called
Trainspotting was 98, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that late, was it?
It was 96,
98,
okay.
98.
But I mean,
there.
When we were like late teens, we didn't have that many like older kick-ass movies to grab onto. Like you guys have now. You guys grew up with. We didn't have that many. We had a few spare ones. You know, we had.
I suppose I was born at a weird time where I can claim a bunch of 80s movies and early 90s movies.
I mean, I think early 90s had a lot of.
A lot of iconic movies, if nothing else.
They were fucked up, and they got pulled off of the shelves at Blockbuster. Pulp Fiction did. Trainspotting did. Just before the early 2000s, like 94 to... Or 93, even, to 2000. They were movies that just...
It was a golden age of movies.
Yeah, people were like, oh my God. And that's when parents started that shit of... Our kids shouldn't be watching this. Our kids shouldn't be da-da-da. And we were already teenagers, so our parents were like, well, they're about to get out of the house. We don't give a fuck about
them. There's nothing we can do.
Right. But then there was your generation, and no offense to your generation, but there was your generation where your parents basically, and not yours in particular, tried to bubble you from
my parents tried that, but I had an older sister,
right.
So
and
I
was like,
fucked.
Oh, we can't let our poor child watch this at 14 years old. He can't watch it. And now, nowadays, it's our poor 14-year-old is out there influenced by all these movies, and they're out there shooting people because of the movies, and it's not our fault. Bitch, really, stay home for a minute and fucking check your kid.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Bitch, slap your kid once in a while. I bet they stop, because that's all my mom had to do.
I learned
all
real quick.
All 4'11" of her fucking slapped me once, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to fuck with her.
Oh, well,
okay.
you're lucky. My mom was 5'10". and really, my mom was in bartender shape, which when I say that, I mean she had really strong like biceps, triceps.
She carried cases
and,
up and down the stairs.
She carried cases and kegs around. And
my mom was Italian. That's all we needed.
When it came down to it, if I didn't have something done, I'd catch a backhand real fast.
Right. No, I mean, and I don't... It's one of those things where, yeah, parents have changed. It used to be, if you fucked up in the neighborhood, your neighbor would beat your ass, bring you home to your parents, and your parents would say, you made the neighbor beat your ass in public, now I'm going to beat your fucking ass.
Are you kidding me? The neighbor had to do this?
Right.
You're about to get it 10 times worse.
You misbehaved out in public, and then it turned into, did you fucking yell at my kid? Who the fuck are you? Don't you fucking yell at my baby. My baby and his Jordans are just...
I was kind of in the middle of that. I was a little more towards the beaten ass part, but I would have parents or, neighborhood people.
It does depend on how your parents were brought up, too.
And both of my parents got brought up getting their ass fucking whooped.
Yeah, you got smacked.
So I got grown up at least getting a smack here, a smack there, if you're fucking up.
And look, we turned out okay.
I'm all right.
What are you doing? Oh, hell.
Is this Slick Rick?
No, this is fucking DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
I'm going to say, it was one of the two.
That's when your mom beat your ass.
But no, but I remember a couple times my neighbors didn't whoop my ass, but they brought me home and were like, hey, Justin was acting a fool out in the street.
Right.
And as soon as I got home, I was like, oh, fuck.
As soon as they said, fuck. Does your mom know what you're doing? You looked him dead in the eye and you're like,
shit.
No. And you looked at him like, fuck, please, I'm going to get, because you knew you were getting
don't
in trouble.
Don't tell her. Just don't tell her. I'll act better. Just don't tell her.
Now it's like another adult sees a kid misbehaving
and they just pull out their phone and videotape it.
Well, they just go in the house so that they don't have to fucking say anything to the parent, because if they do, the parent's like, this is funny shit, and then the kid videotapes the two adults fighting.
One of the things that gets me in trouble a lot with my girlfriend is I kind of try to... I don't know. I try very hard to not be a stepdad to her child. Because we're not married. We haven't been together that long.
But she wants to be involved, so she wants to do something.
But, I mean, I'm there. I live there. I am involved.
If you live there and he lives there,
you gotta be a dick sometimes.
Yeah.
And there are times where it's justified, but there are other times where she's like, you're just being a dick to be a dick. And there's sometimes where I'm like, but that's... I remember saying almost that exact same thing to my dad punching me in the face. I didn't do that to him. All I did was, you're not allowed to have your iPad for an hour. And it's all of a sudden I'm the bad guy. But
you gotta try and
if I would have said that to somebody when I was that age, I would have been backhanded and banished to the garage.
You know what I mean? When I moved in with Jason, my daughter's biggest issue, honestly, was she was really close to being of age, and she didn't want somebody else being able to catch her at something.
Oh.
So, like, if he caught her doing... And I told her before I moved in, I was like, when we move in, I want you to understand that if you do something that pisses Jason off, he has the right to tell you you have pissed him off. And she kind of looked at me like, what do you mean? Like, if I'm sitting at home and I decide to, leave all the windows open with the heat on, he's going to yell at me? Yeah, just like I fucking would when I got home from work and caught you doing that shit. Except he'd be home sooner than me, so he'd catch your ass quicker.
And that's like I have permission to yell at Jordan's kid if he were to do something similar. I mean, obviously he's not gonna turn the heat up and open all the windows.
But if he tries to put the cat in the oven,
yeah, exactly.
You can tell
there
him
you
no.
Yeah,
I mean, my daughter.
If
didn't
he tries
like
to
idea,
lie to me
like,
about
nope,
something, I have full permission that you're lying to me. You're not allowed to have your little bag of muffins or whatever.
So what was your number one?
My number one was.
It was
Red Man and Method Man.
Okay, that's how we got this?
Yeah.
Mine was Pulp Fiction.
I went Pulp from Fiction. two members of the Wu-Tang Clan, two founding members. The two founding members, I should say.
What about RZA?
He was third.
Oh, okay. Well, the dead guy.
Oh, wait. So wait.
Which one?
Okay, I didn't know.
So
a lot of them
Jason,
have been shot.
Jason is next. We started
yes,
going off
sorry,
on a tangent.
Sorry.
My bad.
Oh, yes. We have,
Jason's next.
I
what
have a
is
number
your
one.
Number one so that we can go to bed?
My number one is awesome. It's a great number one. It's the best number one out there. I just got to say. I learned that from Donald Trump. I have the best number one. My
well,
people
let's
said,
shake hands.
What? I don't want to hold your hand for 20 minutes.
Okay.
And pull him towards you.
Yank him.
Mine are these two movie characters who have appeared in numerous films together. Their first appearance in film was great because they had a teamwork. They worked together. They got their shit done. They were just like, they worked off each other and did a great job. And when I think of a movie duo of a group of two people that work together, I think of this person and his friend who wasn't actually human. He was a Wookiee.
Oh, fuck off.
So Han Solo and Chewbacca.
All right.
In 1977, Star Wars. The first Star Wars, they were the fucking team. They were the shit. They were the ones that fucking took care of Luke, got him off the fucking planet.
I liked them better in Rogue One. No,
Han
not
Solo,
Rogue One.
Han Solo and Chewbacca could have... They could have taken...
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's the new one that wasn't...
Force Awakens?
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that one. That's
yeah,
where I
liked
good
in that, too.
I want to try
I was going to say, I was gonna say Force it. One, but I knew that
yeah,
was wrong.
Yeah, Chewbacca was pissed when Han Solo got killed. That was his fucking buddy
he almost,
there.
He almost shot Han Solo's son.
He showed up.
He did shoot him. He was fucked up. That's why he didn't fucking last through the battle.
He didn't kill him.
No, he should have killed him. He should have killed him.
He could have shot him straight through the heart.
You know Chewbacca's got better aim than
he
that
should've.
Shit.
Well,
it's,
we're not
it's,
talking about
I,
that.
I
We're
once saw a comic where it's Chewbacca, and then you see Chewbacca, and then you see him looking through the sights, then you see the sights, and they're right on Kylo Ren's chest or whatever, or his head or chest or whatever, one of the two. And then you see it goes back to Chewbacca's thought bubbles, and it remembers Kylo Ren growing up and him
oh, yeah,
playing
he was,
with him.
He was-
He's and then
little nephew dude,
and then he you see him move slightly over in the comic, and he shoots him through the center of the chest instead of straight through the heart, so that maybe he has a chance to survive.
Yeah,
and it's supposed to be
sticking
I'm
up for
looking
his friend,
I'm
but...
looking up for you, but you still killed your dad.
But in the first movie, in the first Star Wars, Han Solo and Chewbacca are the fucking badasses. They're the
they
ones
are.
That you know that the Jedi Master comes to and begs for help.
Yeah.
And Han Solo, he wastes fucking Greedo. He fucking goes back to the ship. He could have taken their fucking $2,000 of the game, or 2,000 credits they gave him, the little tiny bit they gave him to start out with. Could have fucking blasted fucking Obi-Wan and Luke out of the fucking airlock and been like, I'm taking your money later, fuckers. Yeah, he could have.
Could have, but they have to be inside the airlock for him to blast them out.
Well, also, he wanted the more money, too. He's promised
yeah.
more. He's always about the money, but. Them two were a fucking awesome team.
And
somehow he knew everything Chewbacca was saying, which I don't get how means
and
the hyperdrive isn't working.
I heard an argument about that where it's just Chewie could have been saying anything, but Han Solo just says whatever
what
he wants.
Mind, yeah.
He wants to be said anyways.
That's possible.
And yeah. and Chewie was just a reason for people to listen to him.
Like, he could have been saying, I have to go to the bathroom, and he's like, and no, we need to go into hyperspeed
he's like,
now.
You're right,
that.
You're right. We need to yeah. fix this airlock.
All right, let's do a quick recap. Just in time, your top five. Right.
My top, let me pull them up.
Danielle, your top five.
My top five. Girl Interrupted. Thelma and Louise. Bound. Cheech and Chong. And Pulp Fiction.
Nice.
Justin. My top five, Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan. And then...
he probably can't read his own damn handwriting.
Where was I? It was... you guys...
Remember which number
you
did.
You didn't let me have Lenny and Carl.
No, no.
So I went with Cheech and Chong for my number four.
Okay.
My number three was the burglars from Home Alone, Marv and Harry. And then I had Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon. And then Redman and Method Man.
All right. And my top five was, number five was Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. Number four was Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Number three were the classics Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. Number two were the Clerks, Dante Hicks and Randall Graves. And number one, with a bullet, Shetty Sheffers was Han Solo and Chewbacca. And there we have it. That's a great, we have some good top five. There's
we did.
No crossover.
Well, the Cheech and Chong thing.
The Cheech and Chong.
Well, yeah, one, yeah.
So, but still, that's good top five. I'm impressed. Good job, guys. So we have a new movie coming up for next time.
Yeah. We do. What is it?
It's a random pick.
Did you random pick it?
I so did.
It needs to be randomly picked,
why
Danielle
are you
needs
randomly
to have
picking it. Give me my stuff.
What?
It's already picked. Sorry.
Oh.
You were busy yapping, so I just grabbed it.
Oh, see?
I held it in my hand for a while, and then I stuck it.
That's not how this works. All right, well, give me and Danielle the taglines.
Come on.
Okay, here's the first tagline, which is going to be tough.
Oh, boy.
There is no future without it. I will give you the year, 1997.
Oof.
There
well,
is no
not
future
Minority Report.
Without it.
There's no
oh,
future
shit,
without
what's
it?
That, fuck, what's the name of that movie? Huh? With
that's
Bruce Willis and that skinny chick.
Bruce Willis and the skinny chick.
You're getting warm.
And they're driving around the flying cars and he's a taxi driver.
Oh,
You're getting really warm.
Oh,
it's I know the
I
right
know
movie.
It's
Mila Jovovich?
Mila Jovovich,
yeah. Oh my God, why can't I think?
It's all I keep coming up with in my head is Final Fantasy, but I'll
give you another
clue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a colorful future, a cab driver unwittingly becomes the central figure in a search for a cosmic weapon.
Oh my fucking
God. No,
I know, I'm trying not to Google it. I know,
I can't think of
it. And I'm like,
oh, come on.
She's got the fucking blonde hair.
Yeah, and it's, yeah.
Stars,
and there's
Willis.
The earth, wind, water, fire at the end.
Stars,
Mila
Jovovich.
And
stars
Bruce
Gary
Willis
Oldman.
And Gary Oldman, and it's
Chris
fuck,
Tucker.
Fuck.
Luke
fuck.
Perry.
I can't think of it.
I could tell you the whole plot of the movie.
Right.
Shit. Like I said, I keep coming up
can
with
I
Final
Google?
Fantasy. I know that's not it.
Can I Google?
Well, it's not. It's not the second rock.
It's not the third rock.
No. Hey. Stop.
It's they go to.
Hey.
It's not the third piece on the scientific scale.
What the fuck does that mean? The third piece.
It's not the.
Why did you shut off my computer? You shut it off.
It's not the fourth something.
Fifth element.
There we go.
There it is. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh my God.
It took that long, did it?
Oh my God. Yes.
Our next
okay.
film will be
all right.
yet another Bruce Willis film.
All right.
The Fifth Element. We'll have to think of a good top five for that one.
We'll come up with something.
But,
fuck, that was hard to think of. Right. Holy shit.
You had the movie right away.
I knew
like,
exactly what movie it was.
And I'm like, oh, the
and I'm like,
one with
yeah.
the
yeah.
outfit and the...
I was going to say the Wolverine chick, but
no.
I don't know if she is or is not a Wolverine in those movies.
All right. Well, that's another episode.
Hey, we all know I knew exactly what movie it was from the first sentence.
And the year.
Yeah. I didn't even need the year.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to another episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
If you didn't make it this far, I don't blame you. My name's Justin Time.
I'm Danielle.
And this is JTV signing off. Catch you next time. I was going to have to go through about 200 more times to see you all the kids.